Welcome back to Words of Freedom. This is George Flynn. We have tried with great energy here to connect with our wonderful guest, David Armstrong, who you'll see listed on our Words of Freedom webpage right now. But there is some very, very difficult telecommunications challenges that we're not overcoming. He is on the other side of the nation, and we're having some trouble getting hooked up with him. Also, this evening, we were also going to be speaking with our good friend Michael Woolsey of 9/11 Visibility. He is one of the key people and very often a guest on our show here. There's some exciting new frontiers that are opening up, and he was going to share with us in the second half of our show, and we kind of saw if Michael might jump in a few minutes early for us, and he is available. And so let me see if we have Michael online with us here on Words of Freedom. Are you there, Michael Woolsey? Hi, Michael. Thank you so much. I don't mean to be bringing you into the loop early, but as we tried to hook up with David, it was something going on at his end. Our system here at KRFC Fort Collins is working excellently, but at his end, he's in some area where he cannot maintain contact with us. And so we're bringing you in a few minutes early. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. I'm always happy to talk to the great listeners at KRFC.
I know. And so if you would, what we wanted you to do this evening is, in your half of the show here, is to share some of the exciting things that are happening on the front lines. We've had tremendous feedback from Richard Gage's appearance here in Colorado and his architects and engineers presentation on the Front Range. And maybe you could give us a little bit of a after-the-fact wrap-up on the dynamic impact that he had.
Sure. Well, you know, for the listeners who aren't familiar with Richard Gage, about 2 years ago, Richard was driving down the road, and he heard a man named David Ray Griffin, who I know, George, you have interviewed him. I've interviewed him on Words of Freedom before.
Yes, you have.
Dr. Griffin has written several books on the topic of the events of September 11th, basically highlighting the fact that we don't know the truth. We cannot trust the government's official version of what happened because at every point it cannot stand up to any scrutiny whatsoever.
Yes.
And so Richard Gage was riding down the road, and David Ray Griffin happened to be on the radio, and he heard him, and he went in and started to look at into the collapses of the three World Trade Center buildings on September 11th.
Yes.
And Richard is an architect, a member of the American Institute of Architects. He's got a very long list of credentials which would qualify him to speak on this topic. And so as he began to investigate the collapses of the three towers, and I did say three, and many folks, I know if people have listened to Words of Freedom and they've heard me do shows on 9/11, George,
yes,
they've heard us talk about Building 7, World Trade Center 7, also known as the Solomon Brothers Building.
Right.
Now, this was a building that was part of the World Trade Center complex, which was added into the complex later after the original complex was built.
Right.
It's actually off the main site across the street, and it was about a football field length away from the North Tower, 47-story steel-frame high-rise building, and at 5:20 in the afternoon, this building came down at very, very close to free fall speed. And in fact, a man named David Chandler, who I've interviewed on my show, Visibility 9/11, he has actually analyzed this footage with very common software used in physics classes. He's actually a physics teacher. And he analyzed the collapse of Building 7 and took it apart second by second. And for about 3 seconds, this building fell at free fall speed, which means that all resistance underneath was completely knocked out for at least 8 floors.
Mm-hmm.
And we submit that that is impossible without the aid of some sort of explosive charges which were placed in the building prior to the events of the day. And we always have to remember, too, Building 7 was not hit by a plane. And according to the National Institute for Standards and Technology, or NIST, this is the first steel frame high-rise in world history ever to collapse due to fire. And that is their final determination, and we're expected to believe that. And Richard Gage has gone and analyzed the collapse of this building. He's analyzed the collapse of the Twin Towers and formed this group called Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Their website, ae911truth.org. And we recently had Richard here in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here twice now to standing room only crowds.
I know. It's a tremendous response he gets. He's such a clear-minded and just a solidly grounded, scientific mind that he really is able to lucidly reach such a broad, cross-section of the public that it's really, I think it's been a tremendous turning point. A lot of folks who were a little bit turned off or a little bit confused by the information that was being bandied about, they find his presentation very, very enlightening and eye-opening, and it very provocative. It really gets the wheels turning, so to speak, and draws them into the issue.
Yeah, he's really spent a lot of time on his presentation, and I've seen him refine it over the past 2 years, and it's absolutely incredibly powerful. I haven't talked to one person who was able to come away from watching this presentation and see the world the same, because it's a paradigm shift. It's like the blinders are lifted off, and Richard brings together the work of so many people who came before him, like Jim Hoffman, and who runs a website devoted to World Trade Center 7, WTC7.net is that site, but also the work of Stephen Jones, Dr. Stephen E. Jones, physicist,
mm-hmm.
formerly of Brigham Young University, and as well Kevin Ryan, who was the guy who was a whistleblower who was fired from Underwriters Laboratories because he dared to ask questions about Underwriters' role. Underwriters Laboratories' role in the certification of the steel that went into the construction of the World Trade Center. And between Kevin Ryan and Dr. Jones, they run a website called the Journal of 9/11 Studies, and they're getting ready to publish a major paper. They have Dr. Jones has gotten several different samples of the dust. Now, this was a deadly cocktail of pulverized material from the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
And, many of the listeners may not know, but thousands of the 9/11 first responders are sick and dying now because the EPA came out a week after 9/11, said that it was okay, the air was safe to breathe, and it wasn't. But in the dust are hidden keys to what happened. And Dr. Stephen Jones, he's one of his specialties in physics is archaeometry, which is basically, it's kind of like archaeology, only they use high-tech equipment to go through and determine what happened in any given particular situation. And in the dust mm-hmm. of the collapse of the Twin Towers lie the keys to what happened. And it's amazing the discoveries that they found, George.
And one of the things I want to mention to our wonderful KRFC supporters and members as they listen to us here today on Words of Freedom, as we're talking with Michael Woolsey, who is the founder of Visibility911.com. He himself has an international internet broadcast. He does through that website with just I don't know how many thousands and thousands of listeners. He's had a monstrous number of downloads and he's won awards. But Michael is a good friend and ally here on the Front Range and also a member and supporter of KRFC Fort Collins. And he's graciously donated for us this evening a copy of Richard Gage's newest version of his powerful documentary, Blueprint. And it's Blueprint for Truth.
9/11 Blueprint for Truth, George.
9/11 Blueprint for Truth, and I'm reading something else while I'm speaking. I said they're trying to be sure I don't say the wrong phone number while I'm talking, and so it just distracted me. But if for the first wonderful KRFC member or supporter who would like to have a DVD copy, courtesy of 9/11 of Visibility911.com and Michael Woolsey, just give us a call here at 221-5075 for a KRFC supporter or member who perhaps would like to see this new, beautifully produced 2-hour documentary from Richard Gage and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Just give us a holler here at the studio, and we have a copy for you. You could pick it up, or we could pop it in the mail to you, whichever is more convenient for you. I appreciate you doing that, Michael.
You know what, George, and this is a powerful presentation. This came out toward the end of last year. Richard had refined his PowerPoint presentation over the last 2 years, and when he was in town, we had a strategy meeting where we did nothing but sit down, and he listened to us, and he wrote down notes and took feedback, and he had his laptop out and was refining this PowerPoint. This PowerPoint presentation, which, by the way, is available at ae911truth.org, mm-hmm. is nearly 600 slides long. And as I mentioned before, he's brought in the work of Dr. Jones and Kevin Ryan over at the Journal of 9/11 Studies and Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice. And they have found basically the keys to what really happened at the Twin Towers in the dust. And if you'd like, I mean, we can talk a little bit about what they found in the dust.
Sure. I think we have many knowledgeable and scientifically oriented listeners and supporters here at KRFC. And I think they might find some of the technical details that are being unearthed in these recent months very, very provoking.
Well, it is very provocative, George, and this is stuff that should be all over the mainstream media. And God bless KRFC for allowing us to discuss this topic on and encourage us to bring a different voice to the airwaves here in northern Colorado. But the stuff that they found in this dust, one of the first things that they did is they had it in a baggie, and Dr. Jones took a magnet and put it against the baggie, and it attracted all this stuff in there. Well, they started to look at it, and they were many thousands of tiny metallic microspheres.
Mm.
These are little tiny balls, if you will, of a metallic material. Well, they analyzed this material, and they found in it the fingerprint for a compound known as thermite.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's a... They started looking even closer, and they found sulfur, which indicates a hyperthermite known as sturmate, which the sulfur acts as a eutectic, and it brings the melting point of steel down to a lower temperature so it can be cut through very easily. And there are patents for thermate and thermite patents, and they found these little microspheres, and basically what these came from was melted steel. And anybody who knows anything about physics or has a barbecue grill knows that you're not going to melt your barbecue, no matter how hot you get it. It might warp out a little bit, but you're not going to melt it. Carbon-based fires do not get hot enough to melt structural steel.
Right.
Yet we have evidence of extremely high temperatures found in the dust. And basically what happens is anybody who's used a cutting torch, George, knows when you get that steel hot enough and you give it the oxygen and it starts spraying everywhere, when you're cleaning up, you've got these little balls all around. And what happens is the molten metal goes into the air, and surface tension forms them into tiny droplets, similar to if you took a spray bottle of water and you sprayed it, and they would form tiny droplets. Well, these tiny droplets of molten material form, they travel through the air, they cool, and they stay in their spherical form.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, upon further inspection, they found evidence of temperatures in excess of 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
My
and you did hear that right, 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
So there's some funny stuff going on. We want answers to our questions. And you know, the funny thing about this, George, is the government can't deny any of this.
Yeah.
The people who would wish to suppress what we have to say, they don't deny it, because they found the same stuff that Dr. Jones found in the U.S. Geological Society report and the R.J. Lee report. Now, R.J. Lee was the insurance company who had the insurance policy over there at the World Trade Center, and they wanted to know what happened, and they did their own investigation, and they found the same metallic spheres, they found the same compounds that Dr. Jones found, and they just simply explained it away by quote-unquote high temperatures. Well, yeah, it was high temperatures, but where did those high temperatures come from? Those are the questions that we have.
Yeah, and I think he does a fantastic job in his newest presentation, which is filled with video clips of various interviews, news coverage, various seminars, and also some of the public presentations.
And, you know, one of the very, very odd things that many of the listeners may not be aware of, but both CNN and the BBC reported the collapse of Building 7 before it actually collapsed.
I know, and I've seen that video clip a couple times, and the building is actually standing behind the gal. In through the window, you can see it in the distance, and the video footage that's running, and it's a live feed, and it's kind of spooky. It's very strange.
And this was 20 minutes before the building actually came down, and there was actually eyewitnesses on the ground who heard a countdown. They heard explosions. One very interesting side note, and it's not really a side note, but it's very very compelling evidence, was that the eyewitness and first responder testimonies, they had oral histories. The city of New York took these oral histories of firefighters, paramedics, police officers, Port Authority officers, and they had over 100 of them who were claiming that they heard explosions prior to the towers coming down, and Building 7, by the way. And the interesting thing was they had to go to court to get these documents released because the city of New York would not release them. And when they finally released them last year, we found out that over 100 of these first responders reported sounds of explosions in the towers and Building 7 prior to their collapse, and as well a countdown of Building 7.
And many of these things that you're discussing are in this video that you're so graciously offering us to give away here on Words of Freedom for our KRFC members and supporters. If somebody would like that copy, that free copy of Blueprint for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage's powerful two-hour presentation filled with media images, stats, diagrams, and statistical information. It's a very, very lucid and dynamic presentation. Just give us a holler here at the studio, 221-5075. 221-5075. If you're a KRFC member, we'd love to give you that DVD of that tremendous presentation from Richard Gage and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, courtesy of Michael Woolsey and Visibility911.com. We're down to our last couple minutes, Michael. There are a lot of good things happening. Are there any one or two quick thoughts you'd like to share about how things are tending to open up and more exposure starting to come, and maybe even hope for a new look at this important issue?
Yes, that's exactly what we want. We want a new and impartial, unbiased investigation that takes us wherever the truth may be. And I just want to remind listeners that to never forget September 11, 2001, because so much of what has happened since then to deteriorate our Constitution and our valuable rights, and they've taken us to war, and it's just, you know, we have a new administration now, but it seems like it's just going to be the same old stuff over and over again. And so we have to get to the bottom of what happened on September 11th so that we can end these senseless wars and end the senseless killing, restore the Constitution, and repeal all of this intrusive, unconstitutional legislation that the Bush regime rammed through Congress. And we need to replace these people who voted for it.
All right, this is George Flynn. I'm speaking with Michael Woolsey of Visibility911.com. Visibility, the numbers 911.com. A powerful website, tremendous resource, and his award-winning radio internet broadcast, which goes around the world. Michael Woolsey, thank you for being with us on Words of Freedom this evening.
Thank you, George.
We want to encourage our listeners, if you haven't given us a holler, that DVD for KRFC members, that Richard Gage's Blueprint for 9/11 Truth, courtesy of Michael, 221-5075, 221-5075. I want to thank our listeners and our team here at Words of Freedom and the wonderful people at KRFC Fort Collins. We want to say thanks for listening.